This episode of Church Media HQ is brought to you by our all-new 30-day free trial of our Church Media HQ premium services. So we can actually deliver a design, we can set up your website, we can offer a coaching call, and much more, all at no cost to you. And there's no risk, because we're actually, for the first time ever, we're not going to require you to give us a credit card number to try. So there's no credit card required for this trial. All you have to do is head over to churchmediahq.com and click start for free and sign up there and get started right away. I'm not kidding you when I tell you this, that it'll take less than 60 seconds for you to send us your first design request. And yes, we will deliver on that at no cost to you. So again, get started and learn more at churchmediahq.com. Start your free 30-day trial, no credit card required, at churchmediahq.com. Now, today's guest, he's really not a guest. He is no stranger to Church Media HQ. He is a regular contributor, and we're so glad to have him back with us today. It's Jeremy Linnentine, the outreach pastor at a church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So let's get right to our conversation with Jeremy. And of course, the next thing, I'll try not to spend too much time here, but because I feel like we have to constantly harp on it, is this, you have to make sure you have the budget. If you're going to go in and you're not willing to make the appropriate investment, it's just going to make for a really, it's going to disappoint everybody, really. You're going to be disappointed because you're either going to get a end product that's not great, or, you know, you're not going to find somebody who's able to take on the job. And so just to give you an idea, when you're talking about custom design, and all of this varies, but we're talking about custom design and you want an actual graphic designer to work on this, whether it's a logo or like I said, an event graphic. I mean, you got to be thinking $50 to $100 an hour, kind of in the range there. And a lot of times almost every time there's some type of minimum. So, hey, you're going to have to at least, there's a 3-hour minimum on this project or whatever. And then an additional, and hourly billing is the conventional way of doing it. Many designers are still doing it that way in one way or another. Of course, if you know anything, that's not how we do it here. We don't do hourly billing here, but a lot of creatives still are doing that. So for design, you're looking at that. Web development. Now, there's a lot of times there's an hourly cost on that, but I would just say you gotta at least a minimum of like $1,000, and honestly, probably much more than that. You know, $1,000 is going to be for like somebody who's going to set up a really very simple website for you or whatever, and that's usually for the setup of the website. And then there's also typically some type of ongoing maintenance, support, hosting type of cost as well. That's an annual or monthly recurring fee. And then for video, if you're talking about a custom video, there can be some exception, but $1,500 plus. Especially if you're going to expect somebody to come on location, that $1,500 plus, and to be honest with you, if you want somebody really good, that's really going to make something super sharp, $2,000, $3,000, it can add up really fast. And, I'll tell you this, Jeremy, and you and I have had this discussion many times, for the naysayer, if you will, out there, that still seems like it's a lot. And that's what I appreciate about, from what I've gathered, our audience here on Church Media HQ, by and large, they are very much of the understanding of they value the media, they value that creative aspect. And so I don't think we have a ton of cheapskates that tune in. But for the cheapskate, if you will, or the naysayer out there that's maybe stumbled across this episode, that's like, why is it so expensive? Here's the thing. Until you have done it, you don't realize how much time it takes and the resource and the energy that it really does consume. Because I guess I suppose the kind of a traditional approach in the past has always been, well, I've got so-and-so on salary over here, and they've got, you know, a Mac, and, you know, I even noticed that, you know, they've got an iPhone, so it's got a nice camera. Go make a video. And you're paying that person the same regardless because they're on salary or whatever, but I guarantee you if you went and sat down with that person and said, how long did this take you? I mean, you would be shocked at the amount of time it took. So all that to say, circling back to this, when it comes to the budget and the amount of investment, you have to, again, you have to set your expectations properly. And to be honest, if you're like, ugh, all of that sounds like way too expensive, then it's just not quite time for you to move forward. Now, I'm not saying don't move forward. I'm saying you have some big mental obstacles to overcome before you can really take this on.
Right. And I would say, too, that of the services we talked about, video is going to be the most expensive. But just to encourage people that I think that at some point, and we hit this point a lot later in our ministry than we probably should have, but at some point you're going to hit a tipping point of saying, okay, when should I start to hire out some of my creatives, whether that's designing my tracks, printed material, whether it's designing my graphics or whatever else. And for us, finally, I think there's two things you have to think about when considering whether or not you've hit your tipping point. I realize there's some pastors out there that you're doing everything. You're visiting, you're preaching, and you're also designing all the stuff. And you're pretty good, and you self-taught, and you have a nice computer or whatever else. I think you have to consider, when do you feel that your time is more valuable, you know, to be used in another area? If it's going to, just bluntly, if it's going to take you 3 hours to design graphics for an upcoming event, could you have used that 3 hours to get a couple more people to come to that event, or people that could be long-term church members or whatever? You know, probably so, especially if you're someone who really likes to get out there. And then secondly, when you feel like your skill is no longer sufficient. And for me, I reached both those areas, and I just told our pastor, we need to hire out a decent portion of all of the stuff that we're creating. And a church, once you start seeing what really good graphics could look like, it really makes a big difference in keeping people interested in coming back and desiring those kind of things. So I think that if you're going to do something like that, a great approach and is to reach out to Luke, because they've got plans and packages and all that other stuff. And now that I've done that, the only struggle I really have to worry about keeping myself after is just reminding myself to work out far enough in the calendar in the future to be giving stuff to you guys in order for us to get it back, and just training myself to always be looking 2 months out minimum of what's coming up next and giving you that information and detail. But it's so great to just hand it off and say, and it's what I've been able to do for the last 2 years now, and I'm hooked, is just to be able to hand it off to you and say, all right, here's what I'm looking for, guys. We'll talk in a week or whatever. And when it comes back, just being able to approve it and send it off to print or have it for our screens here or whatever is just such a game changer. Because before it was, man, it was like, we really need this graphic to show on Sunday, so I'm making it on Saturday night. And it's definitely not a headache that I want to take on. So that's my biggest worry now, is just working out far enough and keep sending you guys requests and stuff. But man, it's so much easier than what we were doing before. And it's been a triple times the investment, just of the value, I guess what I'm trying to say, of the investment. So I think if you're kind of struggling on that tipping point, look, just try it a year. Put it into your budget for a year to use a creative service like Church Media HQ, or someone similar. You know, I mean, you've said this 100 times, Luke, if we're not the company for you, just find a company that can allow you to do what you do best and then to do what they can do best. And so that, I think it's hugely valuable, and I'm not going to turn back, because it definitely has allowed me to do things that are more important for what my job title actually is. And so I really value, you know, using a service like you guys now. And that's not just a plug, that's just the truth. So, you know, if you're stressing out a lot about these things and you realize you're not the best person that could be doing this and you could be doing other things, probably time for you to try it for a year and just see and work with somebody. Try to be a little less picky and a little, like, look at the big picture of saying, man, all this time you're getting back. And maybe if you're doing it, you would have done it just a little bit more different. But it's not worth the stress of you having to take that onto your plate, as well as creating all of the content for your sermons or teaching, as well as trying to visit up and counsel people and all this other stuff. You got a lot in your plate, and this is probably one of those items you should move off your plate in order for you and your ministry to go to the next level. So that's just my personal opinion. I know people struggle with the price tag on it sometimes, but I think you'd be amazed at how affordable you know, Loop can be, Church Media HQ and other places can be, you know, if you're, let's say if you're not touching video, if you're just touching all of the other things, and, you know, you might need to make a video, you might need to redo your website, you might need to do all those things, but just reach out and have a conversation, because for a long time, I told myself it was something we couldn't do, and it was an untruth, and so I'm really glad that we started doing it, so, yeah.
Well, I do always appreciate your kind words, Jeremy, there. And, of course, we do love working with your church. And it's very nice to know that you're not going back. And it gives us some job security, at least, when it comes to your account.
There you go. Yeah.
And that actually does give me a great opportunity to take a moment to talk a little bit more about Church Media HQ. And we've started to talk about our Church Media HQ free trial more often here over the past several episodes, and that's because we've completely revamped our pricing now, or our pricing and our process, I should say. Now, we've been talking about some really expensive rates when it comes to creative. So when it comes to paying for, like we said, design, and most creatives are using hourly billing and things like that. Well, with Church Media HQ, all of our plans are flat rate monthly or annual billing. And so there's never any surprises or anything like that. And so if you are just getting started, you'll know exactly how much to budget. We have plans ranging from, and the starting price for everything is $99, is just $99 a month. And we have plans, three different levels actually, again, starting at $99 a month. And the really nice thing is that if you're still skeptical and you don't know if it's for you, I always say, I don't want you to take our word for it. I don't want you to just blindly buy into what I'm saying and believe that we're good. No, we want to give you the opportunity to actually try it at no cost, but also no risk to you. So when you go to churchmediahq.com, you're going to see that you can actually start a free 30-day trial of Church Media HQ. And here is kind of the best part. There's no credit card required. So it's not like we're banking on you forgetting and then automatically, you know, paying us 30 days later. No, there's no credit card, because this is not about us trying to get some, like I said, some type of forgotten payment out of you. This is about us really working with your church to make sure it's a good fit and to make sure that we can work for you. Now, what does this trial include? Well, there's a lot of benefits at Church Media HQ, but the three most dominant and I guess kind of flagship features are you can send us an on-demand design request and we will actually deliver a design for you. We can actually set up a new website for your church, and we can get on a coaching call to discuss strategy and more with your church about the weeks and months ahead. And again, all of that is included. You can take advantage of all three of those flagship features and more during your 30-day trial. So again, to get started, head over to churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. Click start for free and start your 30-day free trial of Church Media HQ. So again, Jeremy, thank you for the opportunity to give that that plug, that promo. And again, it's nothing new to our listeners out there. They know this is something we offer. But I do also want to echo one more thing that you said, that honestly, in the world of if we are in the world of sales here, it's probably a bad idea, but I'm going to say it. And that is, if you try us out and you don't like us for whatever reason, you don't like our pricing, you don't like our style, you don't like our process, we get it. We understand we're not for everyone. And so we are going to recommend you to somebody else. We're gonna put you in direct contact with another designer or videographer or whatever it may be, if that's the case. And we're going to actually make sure that you get connected with somebody. Even though we couldn't help you, we're going to make sure you get connected with somebody else who can. And that is a guarantee that we make. So you've really got nothing to lose. There's no cost, no risk. It's all a trial. It's all done through this free trial. Free for 30 days. And if at the end of the 30 days, we haven't found our good fit, we will help you. We will connect you with someone who could potentially work for you. Now, Jeremy, as we continue to talk about just again doing these creative projects and what kind of the different phases and stages, if you will, kind of, and different aspects, factors, and components to think about. The next thing is to allow the right amount of time. Thanks again for joining us for this episode. Now, I do hope that if you haven't yet, you'll subscribe. We're available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. I do want to remind you just one more time about our free 30-day trial of Church Media HQ. This is where you can try our services, including on-demand design, website setup, coaching, and more at no cost to you. And there's no credit card required. All you got to do is head over to churchmediahq.com, click start for free, and start your free 30-day trial today. No credit card required. Get started at churchmediahq.com. Well, Church Media HQ is a production of the Must Increase Network. The show is edited and produced by Bo Snyder. Content contributor for today was Jeremy Linnentime. The executive producer and creator of Church Media HQ is myself, Luke Clayton. And until next time, I want to encourage you, it's time for your church to try something new, because you know that it is so much better to fail at trying the incredible than it is to succeed at doing just the average. We'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.